Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack, and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. These podcasts are graded from A2, which is around lower intermediate, all the way to C2, which is advanced. I hope you find these podcasts useful. If you do, please leave me a rating and a review, as this will help other learners find these podcasts. This podcast is B1, which means the vocabulary I'm going to talk about should be good for intermediate learners. I'm going to talk about different ways of communicating. I'm going to talk about 5 verbs that people use to talk about communication. When you're learning at the top end of elementary and early into lower intermediate, you usually cover some grammar called reported speech. This is basically the grammar you need to say what someone said. The most commonly used verbs are say and tell. These are useful because you get to practice the tense changes in reported speech. Today, I'm going to describe 5 more complicated verbs and tell you the most common verb patterns and collocations. The first verb is advise. I advise you to take a holiday. She advised her brother to get his eyes checked. This means to offer suggestions or good ideas about the best thing to do or not to do if you think somebody is going to do something silly. Advise always needs an object. You always advise somebody to do something, or advise somebody not to do something. If you're talking more generally, perhaps you helped someone make a decision about a new job, you can advise somebody about something. I advised her about working in Egypt, for example. Advise is quite formal, so you can use it in professional situations. One of the strongest collocations is strongly. I strongly advise you to stop and think about what you're doing. Or, I strongly advise you not to eat that. It will make you sick. The noun, advice, is similar in pronunciation, though the z at the end of advise is a s sound in advice. Advice is uncountable, so you can use a piece of advice. For example, let me give you a piece of advice if you have some wisdom to share. The next verb is congratulate. This is not very common. The noun, congratulations, is very common, but the verb is less common and more formal. It's still quite useful. Like advise, it requires an object. You always congratulate someone. There are 2 main verb patterns for congratulate. You can congratulate somebody on something that has happened. So you could say, I congratulated her on her promotion, or I congratulated them on their new house. The other pattern is to congratulate somebody for something they've done. So, I congratulated him for winning the competition, or I congratulated her for finding the answer first. The next verb is to persuade. This means to make somebody do or believe something by talking to them about it and giving them reasons. You might say, I persuaded my friend to go with me to the concert, even though he doesn't like the music. Or, I persuaded my sister to get 2 dogs so they could keep each other company. Persuade also takes an object. The main verb patterns are to persuade someone to do something and to persuade somebody that something is true. I met a strange man on the train who tried to persuade me that the earth was flat. A nice collocation is to gently persuade. We use this when talking about something that someone might feel a bit sensitive about. For example, I gently persuaded her not to get a tattoo of the name of her boyfriend. The adjective is persuasive. People who are good at persuading are persuasive. You need to be persuasive to work in sales. The next verb is demand. This is far more commonly used as a noun, but it is a useful verb. It means to ask for something forcefully. If you demand something, when you demand, you make it clear that you expect to get what you demand. You can demand something or you can demand to do something. The angry man demanded an explanation. The angry woman demanded to speak to the manager. The word demand is quite strong and is often used to imply that the person making the demand is not very nice. There are loads of adverbs that collocate with demand. You can demand something aggressively, or you can demand something angrily, or furiously, or harshly, or irritably, or sharply. You have to be pretty sure you're in the right before you go around making demands. The last verb today is to encourage. This is a more positive verb and it means to make someone do something, or rather to make them more likely to do it. So for example, if your friend is nervous about asking someone out or starting a new hobby, if you encourage them, you persuade them that they're doing the right thing. It's very similar to persuade, but it means persuade to do what you think is right. I encouraged him to learn to play the guitar. Or she encouraged me to go on a cooking course. Actively encourage is a strong collocation. The school is actively encouraging pupils to stay home during the COVID crisis. The government is actively encouraging people to wear a face mask when they're in shops. So, there are five verbs you can use to talk about communicating. I hope you found them useful. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a review, and don't forget that you can read the transcript for this podcast and complete some language activities on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk.